Welcome to Pub Natter, where we record each episode in a different pub in Rutland, the smallest county in England. In each episode, your hosts, Tim and Justin, give a voice to the landlords and landladies and a special guest with a specific area of interest or expertise. We hope you enjoy our chats and it encourages you to go and explore our little county and all it has to offer. Like the motto says, there is much in little. In this episode, we returned to the Railway Inn at Ketton, Rutland, as Jamie Betts has won another award. Camera have awarded the Railway Inn the Rutland Pub of the Year, so we thought it fitting to celebrate and have a catch-up with Jamie. The next episode, which will be released soon, was recorded on the same evening at the Railway Inn, and we chat with Henry Winter, the chief football writer of the Times newspaper. When rain stops play, it's time for some pub natter. So we're recording.
We are. Yep. Oh dear. Okay.
So we've come all the way back to Ketton, to the Railway Inn, to have a catch up with Jamie Betts, the owner of the lovely pub that it is.
Thank you.
So, what's been happening since November?
Since November.
Yeah.
Crikey. Wow. Life comes round very quickly, doesn't it? Since November, Christmas obviously came and went. And we've just continued with our path of trying to improve where possible. As you can see, there's two log burners that have only been...
Yeah,
we're sat instated.
I'm sat right next to one of them, and I can...
It's very cosy.
Cosy is the word.
Yes, yeah. Well, we wanted those for quite some time, but there was a time and a place for it to happen, and this year is that.
It'd be nice to see if it's that clean in a year's time.
They're called Clearview stoves, so I'm adamant that they will be.
And a little, tiny little wood pile underneath. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I should imagine this time of year, it'd be nice like in the evenings.
Yeah, it's lovely. People have been so very complimentary about them, which is great because this was predominantly the coldest room in the pub. So we are just working away. The carpet's going to be coming up soon and we're having a wooden floor to make it more rustic looking, keep it in keeping with the rest of the pub.
It'd be interesting to see what's underneath.
It's just concrete, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Whether that makes it cold or not, I don't know. But the wood will make it warmer.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
And then make it feel warmer.
Yeah.
Apart from that, we've just been cracking on, but we did have some very nice welcomed news last Thursday. I don't know if you heard.
well, go on, tell everybody.
We've just won Pub of the Year again for Rutland.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, so, yeah. So that's Camera's Pub of the Year.
Camera's Pub of the Year, yes.
That's, I mean, that's huge.
Didn't expect it. I don't know why. You don't just expect to win these things often as we have done.
So I should explain to the listeners that I think it's... how many pubs go into the final? Is it monthly?
There's four seasons.
Yeah, so that's four pubs. So you're in contention with four seasonal winners.
Yes, that's right. You have to win Pub of the Season to stand a chance of winning Pub of the Year. So it would have been one of the four. And it was announced last Thursday and we were told that we won it again. So
which season did you win?
We won the summer season, I think it was.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I might be wrong about that. I'm not sure. There's a certificate in the entrance to the pub.
Have you got your new certificate? Has it been in?
No. Rich from Camera said that they will be in touch very soon for a presentation evening, which we welcome.
That's fantastic.
And we'll
do you have to enter it, or if you're do Camera just decide that you're going to be awarded the thing whether you like it or not?
Camera. Yeah, they do, basically. You're in. They would like you to be a member, which we are, but apart from that, they just surreptitiously go around to pubs and mark you on lots of different scoring systems. The beer, the welcome, the the ambiance of the pub and just how generally nice it is. So it's really, really pleasing that we've managed to win it again.
Fantastic.
We will then get entered into the region, which is what happened 2 years ago, and we actually won that. So we won it for Rutland, Leicestershire and Northamptonshire, and there was 1,400 pubs in that region, and unbelievably we won that.
And presumably you then go into the national.
Yeah, I think it then goes into sort of segments off, and you're probably in the running with people from Suffolk, Norfolk, the East Midlands, and it's a much wider area. So I don't sort of hold my hand up going, we're going to win that as well.
That's pretty good achievement what you have done.
It is amazing.
And guess where we were last week? In the runners-up pub.
You were at the Wheatsheaf.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Very good.
It was very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
As we've learnt over the last 4 months or so, there's a lot of competition out there.
Good.
There's a lot of nice pubs in Rutland.
There is. There's plenty.
I have to say that I wasn't a fan of Everard's beers, but this is mostly due to my experiences at Leicester Tigers, where they have nothing else apart from Everard's beers. Mm. And the ale that they do there tastes nothing like the ale that they serve in the Wheatsheaf in Oakham. So my faith has been restored.
Good. Good, because I'll need to go and frequent it and say hello to them and see how it is.
They've also got ciders and
perries.
And they have a guest ale as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that was great. You win. So I presume the next pub that we're going to go to that we select randomly is going to be another winner. Because we seem to be on a roll. So let's talk about the beers that we're drinking now. This is a really nice ale, by the way.
You're drinking Loop Daddy from Neen Valley Brewery, which is 3.8 session. Very nice, very clear, fully fined.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Golden Glow, which is from the Black Country. We're very lucky to get that. And the only reason we do get it is because one of our local villagers goes to Wolverhampton. Oh. He's a Wolves supporter. And he actually goes, when he goes to see the games, that's when he's able to pick up barrels. And we've had XB on from them. That ran out tonight and we've now got Golden Glow on. The other two ales, you've got Timothy Taylor and 1050.
Do you reckon he could get Noddy Holder for us as a guest?
Well, he could try.
but isn't it great that your clients wander off into various parts of the country and bring you back barrels from there?
It's what makes the community, because the list seems to be growing now. Seb recently went to Barsham Brewery in Norfolk and did the same thing. Chris Mainstone goes to Harvey's, to Lewis, and brings back Harvey's Bitter. Next week there's some Bathams coming from Black Country, which everyone loves. And as soon as we put it on the bar, and if I put it out on a message, the footfall of the pub increases that night because of it.
Wow.
So... yeah, it's wonderful.
That's called Bathams.
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 We'll Daniel Bathams. That's another. They've got about 12 or 13 pubs in the Stourbridge area. And they generally only brew for their own pubs. But because, again, we're lucky that John McAvoy works for them in the village, he goes, when he goes over there, and brings back one or two barrels back.
It's brilliant.
I might try and persuade the current Mrs. Perry to move to Ketton, you know.
Yeah, I should.
It sounds like a
It's bizarre that
nice place to be.
We seem to be spending a lot of time here because we were at the Baker's Dozen Brewery recently as well.
Another fantastic brewery. Yeah. And we're very lucky to have Dean and Jill in the village.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll be back there next weekend because they've got a pop-up brewery tap at Easter.
I've got one next weekend.
Well, that's what he told me. I've got my mate coming up from Southampton, so and I've promised him.
You better have.
And as I understand it, when they do that, June's Farms June supplies the pies, the pork pies.
That's right. I remember Dean telling me that, yeah.
And I tasted one of those for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and really good.
Mm.
Everything is bang on.
I'll have to get someone to send someone up there and bring me one back.
Yeah. Well, you can go get them on Oakham Market. She's there on, I think it's Wednesdays, isn't it? The market day. She's got a stall there.
All right. Wednesday is a good day for me to go. So
yeah, really good.
I mean, how far is the brewery from here? 10 minutes walk? 20 minutes walk?
10. 10 minute walk, tops.
Oh, I guess I'll bring my mate here as well then. Two birds with one stone.
Oh dear.
I think the two complement each other, to be honest. I think people that have a following for Dean's beer go to Dean, and then people might come here afterwards, or vice versa. So,
cool.
It's good.
So what about the food situation? Still no food?
Still no food, and to be honest, no intention.
Okay, and chips on a Monday?
Chips on a Monday.
Fish and chips?
Fish and chips on a Monday. It's easy. We look after people. It's a 30-year-old tradition. But we're never going to do food. It's not... we might do the odd pop-up event. Like, we've taken the sort of the tent, if you like, down, platform one. The wind got to it this year. It was quite tired. So we took that down for the summer so that we've got our courtyard garden back again. So we might have a night where we get the, well, a Mauritian lady got in touch with us and she wanted to do a Mauritian night out there.
Wow.
And that would work quite nicely. We'll have a few vintage bike night events throughout the year, and I get the barbecue going and just serve a few sausage and hot dogs. But we're never going to be a food pub, and to be honest, don't want to be.
No.
Part of our USP is the fact that we're not.
Yeah.
That you don't get a menu thrust in your hand as soon as you walk in, and it's just somewhere social for people to come.
So what's the connection with the vintage bikes?
Again, it's just a tradition that's happened for years. And you've got a lot of followers. Like Ezra, for example. Ezra Household lives in the village. He, on his Indian, I can't remember how old his Indian is, but it's about 73 years old, I think. And last year drove from Land's End to John O'Groats on it.
Wow.
Ezra's actually going, he's only got one leg. So for him to do that, he's got a prosthetic leg, but it was a challenge, and he raised loads of money for charity. He again this year is going to be doing something from east to west. I think he's going from Brancaster to Aberystwyth. So we're just in the process of setting up a page so that people can donate towards that. But he has a good following, and the vintage bike nights is just something that's happened here for years and years. And when the weather's good, we've had some fantastic nights. We must have had 50 bikes out there last July.
Wow.
And it's great. It's just fantastic.
So that page, is that going to be on your Facebook
site? When it happens, I will be... I always advertise it on the windows, on the Facebook page. We're thinking, actually, that we may do the first vintage bike as an afternoon on May Day Monday.
Is that the first Monday in May or the last?
It is. I think it is.
I always get those two confused.
Yeah.
The first one's May Day. The second one's spring.
Second one's Whitsun or spring, which is what you call it.
Yeah, May Day will be on the 6th of May this year. And we just thought if we have it during the day, it's never good if you get rain because a lot of people just won't attend.
Well, that never happens in the UK, does it?
No. We don't get any rain. There's a drought going on outside.
So... anything else exciting happening this year?
Lots in the respect of the fact that there'll be the Euros in June.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be, as I think Henry might mention to you later, that could be very big, especially if England do well, which a lot of people think they will. So from the pub's point of view, then it's something to keep an eye on because England would go slightly potty if England actually got to the final and won. But we'll see. We always think that, don't we?
Well, we saw them get to the final and lose, didn't we?
Yeah, we were there.
You were actually there, were you?
Yeah, 21.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not not the happiest day of my life.
No.
Not because of the football, because of the way people behaved.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
That's another story.
We've had the Six Nations. That was good to a degree. We had Paddy's Day last Sunday, and that was absolutely phenomenal. We had the Chagrons group play for us here, and the weather turned dry Sunday afternoon, which was absolutely perfect because it was a mild day. The pub was heaving. There was people out the front. There was people out the back. And I think we'd probably sold more Guinness than we ever have done in one particular day. So it was a fantastic day.
Apparently, we were chatting to Peter Atkinson from the grain store.
Yeah.
And he says that Rutland sells more Guinness than any other part of England for some reason.
It's definitely on the increase. It's definitely more popular than it has been of, you know, recent years.
Yeah.
It's a very steady drink, isn't it?
Yeah. I should be drinking it on Saturday. I'll be in Belfast.
Oh, lovely.
So we got the Euros. Anything coming up after that?
Well, before that, we'll have live music.
Oh.
We've got the Angel of the North. They're revisiting us soon.
Where do they play?
In the bar, through there. By the way, the television is.
Okay.
I'll show you some video footage.
It must be a bit of a squeeze.
It's comfortable.
You certainly wouldn't.
It's cosy.
You certainly wouldn't want old time sailors in there.
Oh, there's plenty of them. But no, I mean the pub just gets very busy and very full. But it's a great atmosphere, and they've played with us before, Gary Rice, and his band, and they were brilliant. They absolutely rocked the place. So we'll. The dates have been put out there. We're just waiting for them to confirm as to which one it's going to be. Apart from that, we'll have more live music and vintage bike nights and other things that happen naturally in the year.
Brilliant. Do you reckon you could get Sue to drive?
It's not a bad idea.
Bring us over.
Yeah. I think I might have to consider that. So
I was with a gentleman the other day and he got his wife to pick them up and her name was Sue. He calls it a Suber. Rather than an Uber, he calls it a Suber.
Well, I've got a Juba. But great certainly idea. when we come up and here next week, she's not Jubering. We're going to have to pay for a bloody taxi.
Mm.
Oh dear, that's funny. Anyway, so I think we should make this a regular thing. Come back for a catch up at the Railway Inn.
There's always things happening.
Well, one thing I can guarantee for anybody that's listening, to both our listeners, as Justin says, is that the beer is going to be good. And the chances are there'll be something different when you come along.
Converted me. I actually didn't even ask what lagers were on tonight.
Good.
So I'm a few steps further along my journey.
There you go. Hallelujah. We are winning the fight.
So, on that happy note, thank you very much again for inviting us.
Absolute pleasure. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Take care.
Thank you, James.
So, that's a wrap. And thank you for listening to our latest pub natter. If you visit timothyives.com/pubnatter, you will find photos, links, and more information about each episode. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and please subscribe to ensure you don't miss a pub or one of our amazing guests. The Pub Natter theme tune is by Tom Arnold. That was a Pub Natter broadcast.